What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. I ain't ready. Fuck it. We ain't ready. But we gonna get through this somehow, some kind of way. Still dealing with a little cold from my jail stay, but fuck it though. This is the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, and joining me through the miracle of the interwebs is my brother Rich Nerd.
Yo.
And we are the White Pan Society. Thanks for rocking with us once again. I did realize this week that we've been a little remiss in what we used to do, you know, bigging up the businesses and the people that you know, we associate with. So, as always, I want to hit on Flint, Michigan and the situation there. 4+ years, these are tax-paying, water bill-paying citizens that don't have clean water, and you have people trying to take away the programs that were giving them bottled water. So, let's please be our brother's keeper and take care of them. My homie Tavares Taylor and his organization TT Charities have provided over 14,000 gallons of clean water to the residents of Flint, Michigan. So let's do whatever we can to support them, be that donating money or reposting or retweeting, making other people aware of what they're trying to do. But let's take care of our folk if we can. excuse me. I haven't bigged up Rena's Cakeys in a while. You know what I just realized, Rich? Like,
what?
To the wrong people, Rena's Cakeys could sound like a porn series.
Oh yeah,
but maybe that's just me. All right, but anyway, if you don't know what a cakey is, it got nothing to do with porn. It is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing. They come in a bunch of delicious flavors. I've had all of them. But my favorites would be, I think, the salted caramel, the lime, the lemon. There's a strawberry. I know there's a coffee. She does everything. But the Cakeys are her specialty. She also does crazy cakes for weddings, birthdays, whatever. So renascakeys.com. Hit her up and get yourself some Cakeys. Not porn. And then, you know, shout out to the homie Alex. We had a little back and forth about one of the subjects we're going to get into in a few minutes. But he does run the business CelebrityHairCorp.com. And correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, but is it still free shipping, no tax on all the bundles?
Yes, sir, as far
free
as
shipping,
I know.
No tax. You can't beat that. CelebrityHairCorp.com.
No tax on the bundles, lady.
Get them bundles. Get them
bundles. Get your summer hair.
Like,
that's fucked up.
Like your summer house. I got to put on my summer hair. Anyway, so shit, let's go right to what me and Alex and you had the little dust up. I mean, it was all in fun. Like, I'm trolling people at this point. I really don't give a fuck, but I enjoy it.
I mean, but we had to say, but the truth is what the truth is.
The truth is what the truth is. All right, game one, LeBron showed up in a, and you know, somebody told me that's like the suit, you know, don't it look like the suit that like Eddie Munster used to wear with the... With the
Bruh,
shorts and everything.
Oh shit, I didn't even think about that. It's like the same exact suit.
The old school joint with little kids used to wear the shorts.
Man.
But he had the suit with the shorts. He had on dress socks that I could, you know, like I said, I can't respect you if I can see the elastic band of your church socks. That's not cool. The wingtip boots. I know all this stuff is expensive. Somebody gave me the breakdown of how much it all costs. I don't really care. I just don't understand when we got to this point. And then the real point of contention for us this week was it's a purse. I'm being told it's a bag. It's in the catalog as a bag. It's a purse. Alex, I know you think it's a bag. I know that's your man and you're gonna back him up regardless. And I'm not saying he's a bad basketball player. I'm not saying he's not in the conversation about greatest of all time. I'm not dissing him at all. I'm not doubting his manhood. I don't want to get in no fight with him. I'm just saying, let's all be honest with each other and say it was a purse. That's all I'm saying.
That's all.
And Rich, I know you as very fashion forward gentleman. So the fact that you are going with me on the purse thing, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, nah, he was out here and fuck that. It was a purse. I'm not making no excuses for nothing. It is what it is. Nah.
Right. But then to make matters worse, because I think he's just fucking with y'all fans. Like, he really is putting y'all in a tough position. He really is fucking with y'all. He showed up to the next game rocking another suit, short set, but looking exactly like Tyrone Bigums. Exactly like Tyrone Bigums. All he needed was a little ash, and he'd have been on point.
All LeBron is doing right now is pulling the Kanye. That's all he's doing. Next week, he's going to say, ha-ha, my stylist picked that out. I just wanted to test y'all. I got you. He just pulling a Kanye right now. That's all it is.
Is that the thing? Is that the wave right now? Pull a Kanye, do some dumb Kanye. Shit, and then backtrack off of it later.
Oh. The two ongoing themes right now is pulling a Kanye and being a stan. That's all you see. That's it. That's all you see in the media.
Right, so, I mean, okay. I wanna get on the stan thing because I feel like, you know, and I've heard Royce, you know, talk about some of this stuff recently. Like, there's certain people, like Rich, you my brother, you my homie, you my business partner, I'ma talk shit about you all day long. But unless somebody else talk shit about you, and I don't care right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm on your side. And it feels like people like that get called a stan. Like, if I'ma ride with you regardless, you know, you can be wrong, and you know, after I finish talking to the person going at you, I'ma holler at you and probably be like, dawg, that was fucked up what you did. I need you to stop doing that because you're making me look crazy in these streets. But in public, I'm always going to ride for my people. I'm never going to say you lost anything. I'm never going to say you was wrong. I'm never going to say the outcome wasn't in your favor. You know what I'm saying? You know, the same way people are going to defend LeBron's purses, regardless. I guess I call that standing because you don't have any personal connection to LeBron.
And see, that's the difference of the BS. You know, they don't know LeBron. They're riding just to ride, pause. Whereas if you got your brother's back, you holding him down, and you speaking up for him, you defending him, that's something totally different. That's not being a stan. That's called having your brother's back. Now, if we go back and later on we have a conversation like, nigga, you know you was wrong, right? I got your back, but you know you was fucked up. That's different. That's not being a stan. That's called, you know, being a friend. That's being a brother. Kind of like what you and I do for each other. That's totally different. But people out here talking about, it's a bag, and rotting just because, nah, that's standing all day.
Yeah, man, I was having so much fun with that. Like I said, I really don't care. Like, I really don't care. Like, LeBron is LeBron. I'm not going to, like, it don't benefit me none what bag he wears or whatever. But it's a purse. I just know if my wife wants one, it's a problem. We're not supposed to carry the same bag.
If you pick it out and, you know, she's like, oh my God, that's so cute. Nah, put it back.
Put it back.
Yeah. That's the don't cross down line.
Yeah. You're like, babe, you like this? Nah, perfect.
Yeah, all right, she'd be like, oh my God, I got a pair of shoes to match. Nope. Right.
But whatever it is, it's not working for LeBron. He needs to switch something up. All right, he's
the reason for their downfall.
Let's talk on that. Well, maybe for game two. But game one, we know who did that one. we know, and we went shout out to Encore ATX and Hanover's. I had a blast there on, what was that? Was that Friday? Last Friday?
No, that was Thursday, because it was every 3 days, right? And the second game came out on Sunday.
Last day. Yeah, we went to watch game one over at Hanover's.
Shout out to Encore Entertainment ATX, like you just said. Yeah, they booked Hanover, so they're having game night parties every night for the playoffs, well, the finals.
Yeah, dope specials. That's pretty dope. The wings was good. I had the macaroni bites. Lord protect my marriage, but single dudes, yeah, you might want to be there. I ain't seen nothing wrong the whole time I was there. Everything was pretty much on point. It was not the place for me, but I do plan on going back.
Yeah. We got to hit up another game, and shout out to Brandon. He invited us out to an event, so we'll link up with him a little bit later, but that should be fun.
Yeah, but we was out there for game one, and crazy game. It's pretty dope to see a game that competitive all the way through. I just, I don't know what was going on through JR's mind. I'm going to call him your boy because he used to be a Nick. But
that's your boy. We, the New York delegation, do not claim J.R. Smith.
But he lost track. I guess he lost track of the score or whatever. And then, have you seen the video now where they showed a reaction, LeBron's reaction when he realized they had a timeout? So it wasn't just J.R. that fucked up. LeBron didn't realize they had a timeout to give because he could have called that timeout.
Yeah.
And saved them the clock, even if J.R. had fucked up.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was you know what it is? LeBron lost his damn mind because JR lost his motherfucking mind. Like, it was one of those things where you just, like, you see the car wreck and, like, you can't stop. So LeBron couldn't do anything but just look at the wreck that was happening in front of him. And how do you... You're a professional in the NBA. You did not know the score and finals game one with point whatever second. What kind of dumb shit is that? There's no excuse for JR getting traded.
It was crazy though, because it was so many Cavs fans where we were, and just the ebb and flow of that game, like watching Cavs fans get excited, and then it was like right at that moment, like soon as I think George Hill got fouled, I think that the expectation was we got this. So all we got to do is stop Steph from hitting a three in 4.7 seconds. But other than that, we got this. And then shit went incredibly left. And we didn't stay for overtime. And I felt kind of bad. Like, it'd have been dope to see all their faces in overtime. I know that dude we were sitting next to took the point spread on Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, he had that 13 point spread.
Yeah, somebody gave him 13 points. And I was watching on my phone on the way back home, and I think Golden State went up 11. And then Curry missed he missed a layup. And I was like, dude was probably sweating. Dude was hurting. But I'm going to say this about my time in Hanovers. We got to switch it up, people. I saw too many of the same exact dude at Hanovers. You could have told me it was Quintuplets Day or whatever. Like, everybody had on, the same outfit, same beard, same build. Like, it was just the same dude over and over and over again. And maybe I'm hating because they was all like in shape or something, but I don't know.
No, I saw like legit, especially on that right side, like eight dudes dressed exactly the same pant cut with the same Jordans, with the same type of t-shirt, with the same
everybody
haircut,
had like the
beard.
What is that called? A tunic or something?
It was two legit outfits in there for the whole night. Actually, there was like three, because then you had the dudes that rolled in there with the I don't give a fuck, the niggas with the basketball shorts and the flip flops or the sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
With
came
the
straight
extra
from the gym.
T-shirt. Yeah. It was like four or five of the hood dudes, but outside of that, everybody else looked the same.
Yeah, too many of the same dude. It kind of threw me off. I wasn't ready for it, but it was enough other stuff to look at. So I ain't gonna pause. I wasn't sitting here staring at dudes all night. Let me clear that up real quick.
No.
I don't know what you want to go to, Rich. Let me see. I got some things I do want to talk about real quick. We're going to bullshit our way through this episode because we're not really prepared. Prepared? I don't know. I'm not feeling 100%. Like I said, still sick from them cold jail nights. Or that cold jail night. I was there two nights. Whatever. I can count them. let's see. I want to talk about this, man. Like every Friday, Rich, I participate in the Follow Friday on Twitter, right? Because we got a dope like community of podcasters on Twitter. Everybody supports each other. Everybody, comments on each other's stuff. Shout out to Chuck from Whatever Man Podcast. He participates in our group on Facebook. He's always bigging us up on Twitter. Big support. We appreciate it. So on Fridays, I do the Follow Friday. I put out a list, of my people that I rock with and try to encourage folks to check out their podcast. And I use my catchphrase, I share because I care, as my, as my sort of tagline for that post. So I typically try to search on, Giphy or whatever for something involving sharing and or caring to attach it to that post. And I realized that if you, and y'all can do this, go to Giphy and search for caring. And 99% of the posts are, I don't care, nobody cares. You know, just some evil shit. Like, how foul have we become? Like, I tried to look up some caring, some thoughtful shit, and like everything was like, nobody cares, shut the fuck up, you know, who cares, why do you care, I don't care, I couldn't care less. Like, it was just...
See, I was just about to say, like, you have to understand, we live in a day and age, in a society where people are literally every day searching for fucks to give. Like, it's just, it's not there. It's not, it's hard to care. It's hard to give a fuck. I hate to be cynical, but that's who we are as a people, and it's crazy.
I guess I'll agree. There is quite a bit out there that I don't care about, but I tend to, if I run across something that I don't give a fuck about, just ignore it. Like, all right, that's somebody else's lane, that's somebody else's wave, like, let them have that. I'm not like overly aggressive in letting you know I don't care. Like, if I'm going to say something to you, like I said, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Like, do people not get that if you see something you don't like, you can ignore it? You don't have to respond to it. You don't have to show your displeasure toward everything. Like, some things are just other people's things. They're important to people. People have conversations that I don't care about all the time. And if I devoted the time into telling them how much I don't care about the bullshit that they're talking about right now, I'd be too busy to participate in the things I do care about. I just found it odd that it was so much content dedicated toward telling people how much you don't care. That it took me quite some time to find a picture to express the fact that I do care. Like, I had to search. Searching for the word caring, I had to spend an additional like 10 minutes to find something that actually showed I cared. That's crazy to me. Like, that's...
Negativity and drama sells.
Sadly,
people would tune into the evil face before they look at the smiley face. They just like, well, shit, what got you down? Let me go see.
Yeah, I'm kind of learning that, man. I'm realizing that I've made myself a target for confrontation. I don't know how. Like, I guess I do know how. I like to troll people. And some people get it. Like, I feel like Alex took it the best way possible. And every once in a while...
He got it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't no personal BS.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll try to throw something in there, throw some levity in there. But it's mostly jokes. I do not care that much about a handbag. Like, I just don't. And those are the kind of things I'm going to troll you on. If it's something I care about, you'll see the tone of the conversation change dramatically. And if it's something I don't care about, I just don't talk about it. As much as people try to bait me into talking about it, I just won't talk about it. I don't care enough to have an opinion. You're not going to force me to have one. But I definitely do feel like I've gotten more traction and more attention as an opponent, as somebody that, you know, people want to argue with, than I have as I love everybody. Let's build a community and have fun together and joke. Like, nah, people be seeking me out for battles. I'm like, damn, dog. That's why I posted that shit the other day. Like, you know, sometimes I don't want to get into no war. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. Umi said, shine your light on the world.
You got to fight every day.
Every day, dog. Every day. But I'm, you know, I said before, I don't necessarily like being the bad guy, but I do it because I'm good at it. And I know other people don't really have the capability of doing it sometimes. Right? So, to spare those who can't really take on that mantle of a bad guy, and because I tend to do a good job at it, I just go ahead and I'll be that on that red man shit. Like, you know, I'll be that. If you want me to be that, I'll be that. But I'll pick and choose my spots. You ain't gonna force me to talk about shit I don't want to talk about. But if you are lucky enough to get me engaged, I'm gonna go. So I feel like I'm making myself a target right now. I feel like I'm doing it right now.
It's going to happen.
What else? All right, Rich, I wanted to talk to you about this. Talk to the people about this. I've been curious about bidets. I've been curious about bidets for some time. And then I saw this new commercial on Facebook with this little kid. And it actually made me. And I think that the product is selling for like $69. I'm like, $70 to try out a bidet? My curiosity is peaked. I just don't know, like, All right, hold on. Let me give you a snippet from the ad real quick.
You might not know it, but wiping your bum with toilet paper after you poop isn't effective. Take it from somebody that walks around with their nose at butt level all day.
I really enjoyed the ad from
Bro,
this kid.
I want you to know how hard it was. Pause for me not to laugh into the mic. My nose at butt level.
At butt level. Like, yeah. Just gotta understand, kids' noses. I didn't think about it like that. Like a child his age, nose is pretty much at butt level all day, so he might just be smelling all kinds of shit crumbs, you know,
bam,
on random asses. So is a bidet like he? And he made sense. Like you just smearing, you know, the residue, what he called it. you just smearing the residue around. You're not really cleansing anything. Then I don't know about like sitting there and letting like a jet of water squirt on my ass. But I'm trying to be clean. I don't want to just, you know, have a shit residue covered ass all day. Like, that doesn't seem like the right thing to do, but it's letting
and
the,
I mean,
the water
I get
jet
it,
squirt
like,
up
the days
my ass.
Are healthier, but then, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, sprinkle your ass, and then do you go back and dry it off still, like, with the same tissue?
I had that same question. Like, so what is, yeah, so it sprays the water, but then what? Like, you just got, like, swamp ass, or are you supposed to wipe it? But then, you know, like, you try to wipe something wet with toilet paper, now you got, like, toilet paper remnants all... I am really confused. I need somebody to help me with this bidet thing. But I have been thinking about it, Rich. I have really been thinking about it. $70 does not seem like too much to invest to test it out. It's like, but it, so if you walked into somebody's house, Rich, if you walked into somebody's house, let's say I didn't put it in the master bedroom, but like if you walked into our guest bathroom and you saw the bidet, what's your first thought?
I mean, you know what? I also feel like it's like a learning curve to that shit. So my thing is like, what if you don't know how to use a bidet? Everybody that comes to your bathroom is either going to be a deterrent and they're going to just walk back out. They're going to fuck it up and you're going to have to repair it, or you're just going to have to put some laminated instructions down so that way you can rinse them shits off. Because like I said, again, it's going to be a learning curve.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you went to somebody's house and they had one, would you try it out, or would you just be like, no, you know what? Nah, I'm good.
I don't gotta go that bad. I don't gotta go that bad. I feel like when you gotta use the bathroom and like you gotta, like if you gotta go, that's not the time for a learning curve to be like
that's
trying
not,
to
that's not
discover
the time for
something
experimentation.
New. Yeah, what if you fuck around and you forget to pat your ass dry, and now you pull up your pants and your pants is wet. Now look at you peeing on yourself and you missed the toilet total. You know what I mean? It's too many variables.
It's too many variables. I don't know. Think about this bidet thing. People, let me know what you think. Anybody own a bidet? How do you feel about a bidet? What's the bidet procedures? What's the rules and regulations regarding a bidet? I just don't know. He had a
Does
good
it
point.
Work differently by day or by night? I don't know.
I see what you did there, Rich. You know what I'm saying? My daughter is at butt level right about now. Like, I just, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel for her. Sacrifices parents make.
All right. That's crazy.
So, Rich, I got to ask you this one. I'm just going to keep throwing random stuff at you. Did you hear the one about the lady who blew up a bottle of piss in the 7-Eleven microwave?
Bro, some of these shits be real, like, fucking... I'll fuck it. I haven't heard it. I'm trying to get my thoughts together because first you said it was a woman.
This was a woman. Yes.
How did she even get the piss like in the bottle? Like you got to take a funnel and funnel the piss into the bottle. Then you go out your way to go to a 7-Eleven and put the bottle of piss in the microwave.
All right, so judging on your response, I'm going to say, no, you're not familiar with the story.
No, I'm not familiar as what the fuck?
And we are about to play round 5 of your very favorite new game show, Guess the Ethnicity. Give it up for him, folks. All right, so here we have, let's see, it's a 26-year-old woman, I'll tell you that. So basically, she was trying to warm the urine for a drug test. So she took the bottle of urine. So she took the bottle of urine to a 7-Eleven, put it in the microwave to warm it up. Obviously, she gave it too much time. I don't know if she wanted boiling piss, but whatever. She gave it too much time. The ball exploded in the microwave, and the contents began to leak onto the floor.
That's fucking disgusting.
It was at this point that the clerk on duty pretty much told her she got to clean it up or she's calling law enforcement. Apparently, the lady came back in and I guess did a substandard job of cleaning up the piss, and the cops were called. I don't know if she was charged with anything. She was cited for damaging the microwave. So she was given a $500 citation, and then she was not allowed to take the drug test. I will tell you that the drug test was for employment. So it was just, you know, something that a lot of people had to take. So based on the facts that you have so far, Rich, what would be your first guess on guess the ethnicity?
So before you told me any facts, the first thing I thought was Caucasian.
All right,
just because of the story last week with the Caucasian woman who took that shit in the restaurant and smeared it threw it all over the place. It just looked like something that they feel privileged enough to be able to do.
So do you think a bidet could have cleaned that up?
Say again?
Like if you shit on yourself, if you like shit on yourself, like, and it's like mushed in there or whatever, will a bidet do anything for that? Or is that beyond?
That's beyond a bidet. Compacted. That's certified shower soap prayer.
You got to soak priest. That.
You got to do right by that.
All right, but anyway, so just on the piss in the microwave, you was going Caucasian.
Just on the piss in the microwave, right. I was going Caucasian.
But with the additional details, the knowing what the piss was for, knowing what the penalty she received was, knowing what the reason, I guess, for the drug test, what do you want?
So I feel like I still want to say Caucasian. I'm gonna need some more information, but also I'm gonna tell you why I'm still saying Caucasian. Most of the people I know who have tried to use this dumbass method to trick a drug test, it doesn't work. People, you're not gonna get away with it. But even they know you can't heat it up; it has to be body temperature. So you're supposed to strap the bottle to your leg and let your body naturally warm it. Everybody knows this. So I feel like the average black or Hispanic person would probably know that tidbit. I've personally never done it, and I know that tidbit. So I'm just assuming.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, I wouldn't know. Excuse me. I wouldn't know these rules to fake piss usage. But, yeah, I guess I would never. I don't think I would ever go through the lengths to try to do it. So I've never inquired as to the rules. But nah, I was unaware. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It needs to be body temperature. I don't think I would take it to a 7-Eleven microwave. Like, I'm just not that comfortable walking around with a bottle of piss. Let's just leave it at that.
First of all, it's
not where I want to be in life.
But also, like, at no point were you like, I'm putting piss in a microwave that somebody else has to put their food in. And then the 7-Eleven person would just like clean it up. That's all you want her to do is wipe this shit down? Like, you're not gonna buy a new one? Like, disinfect the fuck out of it? Like, God. First of all, even the stigma behind it after you wiped it and I'm just gonna think that's the piss wave. That's the piss wave. No, get the fuck out of here. No.
Yeah, I feel like now that I've ever used a 7-Eleven microwave, but I will never use a 7-Eleven microwave because I feel like this is probably not the first time it happened.
Yeah, no. Somebody else did that.
Maybe their bottle didn't explode, but I feel like 7-Eleven wouldn't be nice enough to put up a sign and be like, just for your information, this microwave has been previously pissed in. Like, and I can't take risk on that. I can't
do that. But then how do you even, like, deter people from doing it in the future? Right. Like, please don't microwave metal, foil, styrofoam, and piss.
I think you got to put up a sign like what you said. Like, just for your information, urine needs to be body temperature, not microwave. Like, if you're thinking about doing it, you're fucking yourself up. Like, you're ruining your plan. Alright, but we're gonna get back to that. But speaking of getting pissed on, I feel like that's what Kanye did. I feel like Kanye came out and said a lot of crazy stuff. He tried to back it up about with this free thought premise. He sat and allowed for weeks people to rationalize it for him and do all the mental gymnastics that it took to make this make sense. I've gotten into a couple different, you know, back and forth with people about the slavery is a choice and blah, 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 blah. Shout out to Atari. We should have had him on the show. But like I said, we weren't prepared for this one. But just went through the thing with Atari on Facebook about the comments. And, you know, I'm saying people have been doing a lot to try to make it make sense for him, to try to prove that there was a method to his madness and that this all was a grand master plan. Then the album drops. He lets everybody know he's bipolar and then blames the comments on his mental illness. So in my mind,
exactly what you described just now before you finish is the peak definition of what standing is. They stand so much that they convince themselves. Yeah. And now that they stand so much and they convince themselves and what the fuck was I about to say? Oh, and now so they're completely down with the cause and they think it's gospel. But then it turns out, oh, nah, he was actually crazy, and it was because of his disease that he said it. Like, what do you do now? Like, how do we get it? What Kanye did? He Kanye'd the fuck out of people. But now, how do the regular people turn this around?
Yeah, I mean, how do you? I mean, are people really gonna have people taking it that far where they're now like they now believe this stuff that even he is saying? You know, my mental illness probably caused me to say. You know, are people going to backtrack and be like, oh, you know, it didn't make sense? I mean, I feel like people put research behind trying to back this dude. Like, people legitimately put together thoughtful arguments to back these statements. And like I said, it was a lot of mental gymnastics going on out there. It was a lot of woke versus sleep. Like, niggas that believed what Kanye said was like, I'm woke. Y'all need to wake up. Now what? Like, how do we come back from this? Like, will people admit that they got pissed on? Like, you know, I don't know. Do people feel betrayed? Like, personally,
I don't even think that they're gonna address it. They're just gonna act like it never happened.
I can't do it. Well, personally, like, I have not listened to the album. I don't have no plans on listening to the album. And it's not all because of what happened. Excuse me, people. And I do know, because I'm a big fan of Pusha T's album, and I do completely understand that by supporting Pusha T's album, I support Kanye West. I'm just not going to listen to his album. But I don't know. Like, I don't know where we go from here. Like, we really got to go back and have this discussion and, like, decide for once, you know, right or wrong, where are we? Like, and this goes to show, like, how dangerous comments can be, because even now, you know, even a month later or however long it's been that you come back and say, oh yeah, I was crazy, or I don't want to say people that have a mental illness as being crazy, I apologize, I suffer from mental issues as well. But now you come back and you say these comments may have been a byproduct of my mental illness, it's too late. Like I said, people have, like you said, they're taking it as gospel. It's become the truth to a lot of folk. How do we go back? How do we reverse it? We can't. So it's like, you know, you gotta be careful what you say. When I get so upset about people saying that, you know, the dumb shit that they say, that Jaden Smith thing that we talked about on the in the Facebook group today, where Jaden Smith is comparing schools to prisons. They're saying that the school system is preparing children for prison life. These are dangerous statements. Now, I completely understand the school to prison pipeline, but the school to prison pipeline is not saying that the school system is designed to prepare people to go to prison.
Explicit. For that fact.
It is saying that the school system is not helping people not go to prison, that the school system is probably contributing, amongst other factors, to the fact that people end up in prison, but it's not saying that the school system was designed to prepare people to go to prison. Let's get that straight. And to have a child who's probably not been to a public school or a prison make that comparison, and in the same breath not offer any solution, is dangerous. Because now you have children that children that listen to them, that are now taking this to heart, that only ever needed a reason not to respect the school system, and here you give them one with no, you know, without backing it up. They don't need facts. We in another Kanye situation. We in another situation.
Exactly.
Where months from now, you know, it's going to take people forever to disprove this bullshit. But all you got to do is, like, say it and not even have shit to stand behind what you say. Just say it, and it's too late. So, I feel like
a lot of these people... Why is my mic messing up? But I feel like a lot of these people underestimate their celebrity.
Their reach? Yeah.
Yeah, and they think that they can just say whatever and nobody really cares because they're just another person. I feel like at that point you have to realize you're not just another person, and what you say matters, and people wholeheartedly take it to heart, and they take it as the gospel, and they feel like you're on another plateau and you may be exposed to more, so therefore you're going to have more information, and they just blindly listen and follow and stand the fuck out of whatever you say.
And I've said this a couple of times, I really feel like we're in this emperor's clothes era where the crazier the statement that you make, or the more outlandish it sounds, the more conspiracy theorists and the more people are going to jump on this woke bandwagon. And you don't understand it because you're not woke. You don't understand, you know, it's not that I don't understand it because it's nonsensical, because it's misguided, because it leaves out several pertinent facts. I don't get it because I'm not woke enough, because I'm not exposed enough. Like, you basing your entire belief on this because of the person who said it, not because you had this idea prior. But the fact that I don't get it is because I'm not woke, because I don't understand, because I don't think outside the box, so to speak. You know, it really feels like the crazier the thing you do, you come outside naked and tell everybody else that you got on beautiful robes, and tell them they not woke unless they can see them, then all of a sudden people see your robes. It's like, people don't fall for the emperor's clothes. Like, if it don't make sense, it don't make sense. Question shit. Like, you like what they're saying because they're questioning stuff. Question the questioner. Like, don't just accept it. Don't just repost it. Don't just, you know, put it out there as facts. Ask questions. Figure it out. Think critically.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is bananas right now.
Shout out to, by the way, shout out to Hans Christian Andersen, who originally wrote The Emperor's New Clothes. the original troll. Because he got him. And it showed the downfall of society. So shout out to Hans.
Yeah, man. People would rather
fit in by any means necessary.
Follow an idea. You know, they don't want to do the thinking. They would rather somebody else do the thinking for them. And if somebody can, you know. Like, it makes me wonder, like, should I just start saying outlandish shit and see what happens? I had a whole plan, Rich. Hamps can back me up. I had a whole thing about, and it tied into the getting stung in the face. Like, dude, it got real complicated. And I was going to do it. I was just going to publish an article. And I wasn't even like the text of the article was going to be gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be the headline. And I was going to see, like, how far this would go before people realized it was nothing. I mean, I feel like that's it. Like, you see a headline, you know, and you run with it. And you don't even care about the substance. It don't have to have substance. It just has to sound cool, or it just has to sound controversial, or sound woke. Exactly. And then, you know, everybody will run with it. Like, I really wanted to do it, but I backed myself down because it was like, I do it as a joke and it causes a lot of harm. Like, you know, like, even the joke, when I come out a month later and reveal, did you read the article? It's too late. People start believing whatever it is that I said.
Exactly. It's so easy. I saw something on Facebook earlier and I can't remember what it was at this point, but I just keep reading these articles, and it's just so easy for people to fall into this trap of, oh, it was an article, it was a fake news story about California banishing the Bible from public schools and public areas, banishing the ability to buy the Bible, blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff, and people are like, oh, I can't believe a California's going to do that. It's such a separate... I know there's a separation of church and state, but they're taking it too far. And I'm just like, a quick Google search, you can just disprove most of this stuff. That's number one. And number two, you can't ban the whole ass selling of the Bible in the state. Like, the fact that people just bandwagon so much, and it's easy, it's that easy for people to believe in fake news nowadays... You really got to be careful, like, what you're saying and, like, what you're putting out there.
And don't see the robes, people. The robes are not there. The beautiful, flowing robes, they're not there. The motherfucker's ass naked.
And he's lying. And his drawers.
And his drawers lying to you. Question the questioner, folks. But let's get back to this game show. Your favorite game show's favorite game show. Guess the ethnicity. Rich, when we left off, we were talking about the lady with the piss on there. In the microwave. 26-year-old. Had a drug test to go to. Needed to warm up the urine. Decided to use a 7-Eleven microwave. Ball exploded in the microwave. She didn't clean it up properly. The authorities were called. She got a citation for $500 for destruction of property. And she was not allowed to take the drug test that day. Your current guess.
Hold on. $500? To replace that microwave?
It's a 7-Eleven industrial strength. If it can nuke the germs off them pieces of shit meat that be sitting out all day, that's a serious ass microwave. That's a $500 microwave.
But see, my thing though is, honestly, are they gonna replace the microwave or do they pocket that money? Because if I had to pay the $500, I'm taking that microwave home.
I used the piss. It was my, you know, it wasn't even her piss though. That's the disgusting part.
That's like, disgusting.
If she uses it, she's still using the microwave covered in somebody else's piss. It wasn't even her piss.
She also had to, she had to wipe up somebody else's piss.
That's gross. You know, well, as a parent, I've wiped up piss. So. But this is my child.
Yeah, but not no adult bottle piss.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, yeah, with a baby, with a two-year-old, it's still urine. It's still pee-pee. At that age, that's piss. That's a whole different animal.
Yeah, you an adult. That's some other shit in there.
All right, Rich.
That stuff is filled with regret and bad decisions.
Like warming up piss in the microwave. All right, so let's see. I can give you city. I can give you city and state that this took place in. City and city and state that this took place in. What we want to do. I think that's all I can get. I think that's all the additional information.
I feel like if you tell me her name, it's going to make it too easy.
Yeah, I'm not giving you that.
Yeah, where's she from?
All right, this was in Aurora, Colorado.
Come on, really?
Aurora, Colorado. So that's you sticking with Caucasian?
I know a lot of people who've been all up and through Colorado, and none of them are black.
I mean, even with, you know, situation being what it is right now in Colorado, you got freedoms out there, mother. It's going down in Colorado.
Yeah, but I just feel like if it was one of those people, they wouldn't have been worrying about the piss. Actually, you know what? Then I was...
And that brings up a good question, you know, in the whole legalization argument. Like, they can legalize it, but then employers are still... That doesn't mean employers have to turn a blind eye to it. They can still deny you employment if you're a user of said substance. I don't know. Interesting stuff. But you sticking with Caucasian?
I'm against my better judgment because I feel like it's probably not going to be Caucasian, but I'm going to stick with Caucasian.
All right. So I'm going to send you the picture first. Send you the picture first. This is another one of those where I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know what I think she is. I know what the name sounds like, but I don't know what I think she is. It's taking me too long to get this picture to you, Rich. I'm going to give you the name, though. The name is and make sure I got this right. The name is Angelique Sanchez. Angelique Sanchez. Now, I know we've had a Hispanic sounding name before that we named a white person. So I got to send you the picture and see if we get a consensus on this one. What would be your guess off the name? I mean, off the name, it sounds Hispanic. In Aurora, Colorado.
Angelique Sanchez of Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado. All right, here comes the picture. What say you?
She looks white. White.
A lot of Hispanics can pass. I'm going to say she's Hispanic. Angelique Sanchez.
She's like 1/32nd Hispanic.
1/32nd. All right, we're going to give you a win on that one, too.
She is not a Boricua mommy. No.
We're going to give you a win on that. I'm going to give it to you. So I think we 2-3 at this point.
Is it bad that looking at her picture, she looks like she would microwave piss? Like, she looks like she would just do, like, some shit like that. Like, key a car, microwave piss, lie to the cops about rape. Like, she just looks like she would do some weird shit like that.
But then here's the other question, Richard. How long do you have to microwave urine for the bottle to explode? Like, at what point were you thinking, how hot were you trying to get this shit? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
How long do you have to microwave? Man. Please don't nobody experiment with that. Please don't nobody do it and then send us a note like exactly 2 minutes.
But then I feel like
people
have been using microwaves forever. Like, don't you just apply the same rules that you apply to other shit to this? Like, you heat up some water for tea or something. You know, you heat it up 30 seconds, stir it around, mix it up. Like, you don't heat the bottle 10 seconds, shake it, and just keep on a rotation or something. You're just going to say, fuck it, 2 minutes and blow up a bottle of piss?
I don't know, man. You know, I don't heat up bottles and stuff. Like, man, I don't heat up.
I've never heated up a bottle.
No liquid that I heat up.
Open or closed?
Yeah. No liquid that I heat up is enclosed. Like that. I guess her picture does look like she didn't. She looks like a Cardi B fan. Let's leave it at that. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks like a Cardi B fan. She looks like she bites the hot dog in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I bet you she's full of regret and bad decisions right now, paying that $500 fine.
Oh, man. Don't use the microwave at 7-Eleven, people. It might have been pissed in. All right.
I used to like 7-Eleven, too. See, now, fuck it. I'm using the microwave when I go home.
I don't eat shit out of 7-Eleven. Call me bougie.
I mean, I used
to
like the Krispy Kremes, but fuck that.
Call me bougie if you want to. You can cancel Christmas on that one. Hold on. Oh, I guess it's my time.
Hey, sweetie. Let me kiss this. I love you, sweetie. I love you. Night-night.
All right, and on that note, folks, I do want to share this with you. I'm not listening to the Ye album, but there are two albums out that I recommend right now. I was searching for a lyric of the week earlier today, but I'm just under the weather and just not as focused as I should be. Robert Glasper and Common formed a group called August Green. August, I don't know. Blame it on the cold. That album is dope, out now. Been listening to it, you know, all week. And all week, it's Monday. Been listening to it for a minute now. And really feeling that one. And then also, Ninth Wonder and Black Thought dropped the album. Man, I can't. Is it Stream of Thought? Something like that. Again, I mean, it's everything that you would expect from Ninth Wonder and Black Thought. It's just, if you're a fan of lyricism and classic, you know, soothing beats, Rhapsody makes an appearance on there, so you know it's dope. But those are two albums I recommend if you boycotting Ye right now. Extremely dope albums. Check them out if you get a chance. Before we go, Father's Day coming up, Rich. We've had Father's Day episodes. I've stated over and over again that Father's Day is a bullshit holiday. I don't know. I don't know what my expectations are this year. They're not very high. Please don't get mad, Tammy. But what are you thinking?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what are you thinking going into this Father's Day season? Like, I feel like I haven't even heard people really talk about it until I said something just now.
Father's Day is an afterthought. It's always an afterthought. You're either going to get something that's already in your closet, regifted, or... you know what's crazy about Father's Day? Not to change the subject really quick. On Mother's Day, you know, the dads and everybody take the kids, pamper the mom, give her a free day to herself, let her do whatever she wants. And then on Father's Day, it's like, you know what? You don't get no time off. What we gonna do is spend all of this time together. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Do I not deserve a break too?
The one that kills me is on Mother's Day is, you know, take mom out to brunch, take mom out to dinner, take mom out to, you know, whatever. You know, show her a good time, give her a break. On Father's Day is let dad grill, let dad cook.
Yeah, you gotta do shit. That doesn't make any sense.
I think last Father's Day, I grilled steaks. My mother was in town, my niece was in town. And I guess my gift was them buying the steaks that I had to grill. But we'll see. I'll keep everybody posted on what happens.
Speaking of steaks, I'm a proponent. If, you know, you want to treat your man correct. You want to do something nice for Father's Day, a.k.a. Steak and BJ Day. Just steak and a BJ. Steak and a BJ. And that's not too much to ask. You only got to pay for one of them.
I mean, they could pay for the other one if they...
I mean, it depended on your type of relationship. I mean, your relationship, your rules. I'm just saying. Hey, see, goddammit, I'm scrolling through Facebook and I just saw a post that said Jaden Smith is woke as fuck. Goddammit.
I'm telling you people, like, I don't know. But, I mean, we had the conversation in the group and there were quite a few people on his side. So maybe we'll get somebody, maybe we can get Keith or something to come on the show. And but again, I feel like people are reaching to find explanations for what he said.
Yeah,
they're going beyond what he said and adding some more stuff to it to make it make sense. But it's like, no, if you just listen to purely what he said, it doesn't make any sense, and it's dangerous for him to say things like that. But that's my feeling. If you feel differently, please hit us up in the Facebook group. Hit us up on Twitter. We on that new platform. I don't know what it is, Hollowness. Or whatever. I saw Waka Flocka's face and I was like, anything Waka Flocka doing, we doing. So I hopped on that joint. What else? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Anywhere good podcasts are found, we there. Get us on iTunes. Get us on Google Play, SoundCloud, Podbean, Stitcher. I think somebody said they found us on that TuneIn Radio. We everywhere, folks. Anywhere you look for quality content, YouTube, we there too. What is TWS? Check us out. Subscribe. Buy a shirt. Support the movement. We got a lot of big things coming. We're only going to give you bigger and better content. That didn't come out right. But until we speak again, you know, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for rocking with us. And be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.